Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. As I look back on my early training as a young Christian, there is one thing for which I am very grateful. The man who started me in scripture memory stressed the need for review. We must not only memorize the word, but we must do what we can to see that we don't forget it. And the secret of successful memory is review, review, review. My method was quite simple. I walked to work, so I worked on my verses on the way over to work and back. I rode the streetcar to school, so I worked on them during that time as well. I had gone to a conference where Dawson Trotman was the speaker, and I had gotten confused as to what the system should be. Somehow I misunderstood what was taught, and I thought that I should review each verse 7 times a day. Later I discovered that we were to review each verse once a day for 7 weeks after we had memorized it. But I had begun to review each verse 7 times a day, and believe me, it took every spare minute to get it done. That, of course, is the secret. Think of all the time you waste when you could be memorizing and reviewing the Word of God. One method is to put the verses on cards so they can be carried wherever you go. The topical memory system is printed on cards with a convenient pack to carry them in. I carried that pack and worked on them all the time. Today, there are thousands of men and women who are making their time pay double by working on their scripture memory and review while they do other things. Ladies work on their verses while they iron or do the dishes. Men put a card in the mirror and work on it while they shave. They put the pack on the seat of the car and work on them while waiting at a stoplight. Those who ride a bus or a train can review them. When they get home from work and have a few minutes before supper, they get out their pack and go to work. If you don't think this will work, let me challenge you to try something. For one day, keep track of how much time you waste when you could be following the command of this passage, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Notice the blessed promise that follows, a long, full life filled with peace. The Word of God is a great source of inner strength and peace during troubled times. The Bible says, "The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." But it takes discipline and diligence on our part to make it work. God told His people, "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thine heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons."